USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Former President George H.W. Bush continues to lie in state in the U.S. Capitol Rotunda, where people have been coming from all over the nation and the world to pay their respects to Bush 41. This woman's in from Massachusetts.
He comes from a generation of people that treat people like people, and it's just wonderful.
At a ceremony yesterday, Vice President Mike Pence called George H.W. Bush a good man who exemplified kindness and modesty. Prince Charles will come to Washington tomorrow to represent Queen Elizabeth at the 41st President's funeral at the National Cathedral. Officials in California now say the number of people confirmed dead from last month's Camp Fire is 85, not 88 as previously reported. The number of missing list is also now down to 11. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the healthcare hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 888-998-7225. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com.
CIA Director Gina Haspel is currently briefing some senators about the murder of Washington Post columnist Jamal Khashoggi, a classified briefing that came about after senators complained that Haspel wasn't there when Secretary of State Pompeo and Defense Chief Mattis gave a closed briefing on it last week. Khashoggi was brutally murdered after entering the Saudi consulate in Turkey on the 2nd of October. In Georgia, there's a runoff election going on today for the state's Secretary of State, pitting a Republican state representative, Brad Raffensperger, against Democrat John Barrow. The post was previously held by Republican Governor-elect Brian Kemp, who has denied Democrats' accusations he suppressed voter turnout to improve his own odds of victory. This voter saying after casting her ballot this morning,
"I don't think there was suppression. Illegals should not vote. They're not American citizens. It's for the Americans. You know, you got to be legal. If they're legal, fine."
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
An independent autopsy shows an Alabama man who was mistakenly killed by police on Thanksgiving night was shot three times from behind. Lawyer Benjamin Crum says it shows Emantic E.J. Fitzgerald Bradford Jr. shot in the back of the head, neck, and the lower back at a mall in Hoover. Police thought the 21-year-old Bradford was the gunman in a shooting when officers fatally shot him. Police later retracted their statement and identified 20-year-old Aaron Brown as the actual shooter. Crum says forensic evidence suggests that Bradford was moving away from officers. He said, "You're not a threat when you're running away." A top-ranking U.S. Navy admiral's death is being called an apparent suicide. Vice Admiral Scott Sterny commanded the U.S. Navy's 5th Fleet in the Middle East. He was found dead at his home in Bahrain on Saturday. Sterny took command of the 5th Fleet in May after serving as Director of Operations for U.S. Central Command. The fleet operates in the Persian Gulf, Red Sea, and Indian Ocean. And Universal Pictures is working on a movie inspired by the music of Prince. The film company has acquired the rights to a portion of his music catalog for this project, which will include a storyline based around his songs. It will be similar to the Mamma Mia films, which are based around music from the Swedish pop group ABBA. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.